Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Let's get Mike, who's in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Mike is on the Fantiki and Tierney. What's up, Mike?
Yes, hi. I've been trying to get through to you guys since your first show, and there's two things I'd like to question you about there.
Go ahead.
First one was, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you claim that you bet against the Jets in the past?
Oh, yeah. I've made a few bucks off the Jets the last couple of years. Why wouldn't I?
Okay, as a true Jet fan, I can't buy that. I say that's fraud.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm a lifelong Jet fan, and that's okay.
Let me ask you, Mike, should I sit there on the couch and root when we're 16.5-point dogs and we're on the pace for 3 or 4 wins? Should I sit there and hope that our third-string quarterback delivers a meaningless win?
I'm just saying, okay, as a true fan, yeah, you could never bet against your team.
Well, I decided to do that a few times, and I won. And you know what the funny?
I'm a lifer, and there's times I hate getting blown out.
I got you.
And I know I probably could make money, but I could never.
But you don't have the guts to try to do it. I got you. I got you, Mike.
It has nothing to do with guts.
I got you, Mike.
It has to do with being a true fan.
I understand, Mike. And, Mike, by the way, different. That's all good. I do not need.
What's your second point, Mike?
To defend my fandom.
I believe,
okay,
correct me if I'm wrong, did you also claim that he was a better back than Curtis Martin?
I did. That is exactly what I said. I said
I couldn't disagree more with you on that also.
Okay. Mike, is there anything else you'd like to circle back to that I may have said? At one point I said that Julius Randle was as good as Chris Bosh at their apex. Anything else you want to get out there? Come on. Air the grievances. That's cool. I don't care.
Okay, it's cool. Fine. Thank you.
You got it, Mike. Mike in Fairlawn, big fan of the show. Listen, I have made a million moronic statements,
but
done a million moronic things.
He misunderstood what you were talking about.
I know, of course he did.
With Curtis Martin. But
Mike,
don't let the facts get in the way.
Betting against the Jets when they are dog meat, when Adam Gase is the coach, when I've got a chance to make a few hundred bucks as a layup. You know what? You want to say that I'm not a good Jets fan? That's fine. I'll take it. And what I said about Tiki and Curtis, and I meant this, was that because Tiki was the, again, not totality of one's career, because Curtis's first couple of years with the Pats were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It took my partner a couple of years to find his role to get going. When Tiki was at his apex, at the height of his powers, and when Curtis was at the height of his powers, because Tiki was a much better, not even comparable, receiver of the football and also a good blocker. I'm not saying Curtis was deficient, but Tiki was a very good blocker as a running back in terms of chipping, keeping his quarterback upright. I believe Tiki was the better all-around player than Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
That is my opinion.
Not career.
No, not career.
He missed what you were saying.
It's all right.
He just wanted to wait for a week and a half.
I listen.
2 weeks.
Old takes. Call. You know how many times old takes, thank God old takes exposed has like finally gone away. Hoff, you know how many times like things are quiet and then I'll just see some, like the Hackenberg tweet resurface. I'm like, here we go.
Oh,
back into the cesspool.
What was it called?
It's all good.
Freezing cold takes.
Yeah, freezing cold takes. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I've seen quite a few so far when you tweet something out, people follow it. The tags, the screenshots.
Yeah.
Else.
You know what I do? Mute the conversation. No interest. Really don't care. Hey, we're not talking life or death. We're not splitting atoms. We're not trying to, do something that's never been. We're talking sports.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking sports.
By the way, I'm reading this headline.
Yes,
the other conversation we were just having. Not you. Sean Payton quitting the Saints? Is that why Jerry Jones is waiting to fire Mike McCarthy?
Wow. That makes a little sense.
Makes a lot of sense, actually. I mean, this is probably
maybe he's not going to wait a year.
It's just a speculative whatever, column.
Piece. Yeah, but, speculatory piece.
But makes sense.
It is based on speculation, but when you connect the dots, it's not something that is completely unrealistic. Makes complete sense.
It really does.
They need a better head coach, and he used to work there.
Yep.
So what else do you need to know?
And he has an affinity. I think his wife is from Dallas. I don't know.
He has
a connection to Texas.
Okay.
Sean does. And maybe it's just because he worked there for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I find that interesting.
That would be amazing. 877. Well, here we are saying the Giants.
Not for the Giants.
Well, I was going to say, we should hear it. We want the Giants to call them, but the last thing you want is to pop up in the NFC East. You got enough deficiencies with the talent. You got to figure out who your quarterback, your running back, your head coach is. I mean, you got enough problems. You don't need Sean Payton entering the equation.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team?
Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.